how do we make sure that if you served in the military, that's not the capstone of your service? Actually, it's when you get back home, how do you leverage your experiences? How do you leverage your training to improve community issues?
720 WGN high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio. And as we look out the window, we can see a lot of things. We often don't see a rodeo from up here in the Skyline studio, but we are seeing that this weekend as some great things that we support, of course, our men and women in uniform. And then, of course, the fun of rodeo is adding itself to the summer Chicago landscape. And a guy who is the driving force behind it, Eli Williamson, is on the line. It's the National Veterans Rodeo and Resource Fair. It is coming up. Eli, welcome to WGN.
Hey, thank you so very much for having me. I appreciate being here.
Well, we love to highlight people making a difference, having that impact, and doing things to change not only the present, but the future. You've done a couple things here, which is always great. We love the entertainment side and giving Chicagoans things to do. And when you can build a higher purpose into it, that is a plus, and you bring in the veteran side, even better.
Absolutely. And so this is the first national kickoff of National Veterans Rodeo. Very grateful to be selected as the charity of choice for this event. And basically what we're doing is we're providing an opportunity for veterans, their families, and community members to come together around this very specific cause of rodeo and getting veterans their VA benefits. So we've got over 20 veteran service organizations. We've got 50 veteran service officers and veteran service officer navigators that are going to be working with veterans from 4 to 6 o'clock for a resource fair to get veterans signed up to the VA. After that, from 6 to 9, we actually have a rodeo. And that's just to honor our vets. That's also, we have veterans who are part of the rodeo. We've got veterans who are helping to put this rodeo on as our rodeo contractor. He's a combat vet. And the goal is, how do we make sure that the community can show up, show out for our veterans get signed up for VA benefits, and then we honor them and do something really good for the city of Chicago.
You're doing a ton of things and always have been kind of walking that walk on the service side. But when it comes to rodeo, not everybody, especially in an urban setting like Chicago, has either that familiarity with it or maybe just the awareness of what it is. So Eli, share a little bit about that. Number one, how you got involved, and then just what people can expect and enjoy from the rodeo.
Absolutely. I'm very grateful. My father was born in McAllister, Oklahoma. My great uncle, when he passed, he had over 200 head of cattle. And my summers were spent coming from the south side of Chicago, going down to places like Oklahoma, Houston, Louisiana, and seeing this culture, a rodeo culture. And I said, look, man, it was a big part of my formative years, and I learned a lot about agriculture. Why don't we bring something like this into the city of Chicago? The other part is, I'm a combat vet of Iraq and Afghanistan. I served 10 years and got out and started a non-for-profit that called Leave No Veteran Behind, which invests in veterans to build better communities through education and employment. Locally here, we run a very large transitional jobs program. Many of our transitional jobs address community issues like youth violence, youth disinvestment. Our veterans have directly mentored youth. We're part of the Safe Passage program here in Chicago, where our veterans go out before and after school to provide safety for kids, where our veterans are actually employed right now around community resilience, keeping open a food pantry in South Shore called Windsor Park. And so how do we make sure that if you served in the military, that's not the capstone of your service? Actually, it's when you get back home, how do you leverage your experiences? How do you leverage your training to improve community issues? And this is one of the ways in which we're thinking about this. You know, we say, look, with all everything going on in the world, we don't need to throw another gala. How can we bring economic vitality? How can we bring an event that showcases how wonderful summertime Chicago is, but also make sure that our veterans are getting the resources that they need? One last point. Veterans in Illinois are one of the utilize their benefits at some of the lowest rates in the nation, just over 20-something%. And the reason why we're doing this veterans rodeo is each veteran, if you were to count up all the benefits that they've earned, these are not handouts, these are things that they've earned, they're worth over about $10 million in the course of their lifetime if they're utilizing their benefits at 100%. Now, you can imagine what a VA home loan does to a community where people need to buy into that community and buy property. You can imagine what that does when veterans are utilizing VA medical services and not going to the county during emergencies because they were able to get seen proactively. You can imagine what it's like when veterans get their life insurance policy, their burial policy. These are all benefits that go to veterans. And many times veterans don't either know about those benefits. They get frustrated navigating all these systems. Or finally, they think that, oh, man, you know what? I'm okay. Let somebody else take it. It doesn't work that way. If you don't utilize your benefits, then the federal government says, I guess what? We need to cut budget.
That's the case, too, is if you don't use it, they think it must not be needed. And oftentimes, as you mentioned, Eli, is the veterans just they're just not aware of what is available to them. The messaging, maybe the services, maybe the support is there, but that mechanism, that vehicle to kind of educate them on what is available and how best to take advantage and get what is owed to them just really isn't there. So to have this as a public service, and if people can get in there, have a great day at the rodeo and leave not only inspired, but also informed about what it is and how they can maximize their lives and what they can do, I think is so important. So as we let you go, give information. I know the location is also unique, Washington Park, right? It's Cottage Grove. Talk about where it's happening and maybe a website for people to get involved, support not only what you're doing at the rodeo, but going forward.
Absolutely. So the rodeo will be held at It Takes a Village Academy, which is formerly Hills Franciscan on 49th in Cottage Grove. That's our location. If you want to learn more information, you can go to veteransrodeo.org. Again, that's veteransrodeo.org. You can pull it up. Just Google Veterans Rodeo. It'll pop right up. And again, the resource fair starts at 4 o'clock, ends at 6 o'clock. Opening ceremony for the rodeo starts at 5:30. Rodeo starts at 6 o'clock all the way to 9 o'clock. And we would, man, listen, we're going to have us a good time out here. Great food, great music, great fun. And just showcasing what we got to Chicago. Last thing, veterans don't come home to programs. They come home to communities. And I'm just glad that Chicago's been one of the most welcoming communities for myself and other veterans.
Well, we need people like you to not only create these things that would not happen otherwise, but all of that. So Eli Williamson, thanks so much for everything you're doing. Of course, thank you for your service. And thanks for jumping on the show today. We'll have links up at WGNRadio.com for all of it.
Thank you.